Okay, this question too, and I had to ask it. Could, rinsing stuff out, you know, I actually had me a cold beer and kind of just rinse it out and put it in this can over here. So does everything need to be rinsed out before they put it in the recyclable?
So short answer is no, right? So what it needs to be is clean, dry, and empty, right? So if you got a can of corn that you're cooking with, clean it out. You know, we are a water-conscious area.
Sense.
You really can't go rinse everything. I think you're kind of defeating the purpose of being, you know, going green and reducing your footprint. But it needs to be clean. It needs to be dry and empty. Those are the three words.
Yeah, one good question I've got on that is people say, well, how about a pizza box? So a pizza box, you know, you can't really rinse it off. Well, it's pretty simple. You dump the, you know, if you got pizza left over, crumbs, you kind of just dump that in your trash can. And as long as it's mostly clean, that's good enough. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to take and rinse it off. And the same thing for a plastic jug. And even soda cans, as long as it's empty, I don't think you need to, you definitely don't need to take and rinse that and then pour the water out. It just needs to be emptied out first. Because like Ray said, if that's part of the process, if we dump a bunch of metal cans with liquid inside and they clog up his machinery, then that's, you know, makes it tougher on the recycling end of it. But just mostly clean, right?
Okay. And David, I'm not real clear on this, so I want you to on the bags. Okay, I've got my green can. Okay, and I have the little things you pull out of the trash can, do the little tie the top, boom, throw it in the trash can. But what does everything have to be in, like the little hefty bag that's in the can? Or
in your trash cart, you want everything bagged, right, to help reduce litter. I mean, that's the primary purpose of that. Recycling, we're asking that you do not bag any of your recyclables.
Okay, I got that backwards.
Yeah, so you just place all your items, clean, dry, and empty, into a can, and then you dump that into your recycling cart. That simplifies the process at the recycling plant, so they're not having to tear open bags to sort the materials.
Okay, I got it totally backwards. Okay, folks, I had it backwards. So on your regular trash, just throw your trash in, pull out your can, zip the thing up, throw it in the trash can, big can. The recyclables, just dump your little trash can into the
yep.
big one.
All the items need to be loose.
And I think, Dave, you had mentioned before that way people can – because they're going to watch what's in there, that you're not just throwing every, you know, banana peel and everything else in the wrong can.
Yeah, we're working on – we only have four recycle drivers, and so we're going to work with those drivers to really identify and help educate the customers as they're on that route what is and isn't recyclable. So we want to be able to see what's coming into the truck to say, okay, you know, that, you know, there's going to be two different customers there. The customer that knows it's not recyclable and throws it in there anyway. And we're going to keep an eye out for that. But there's other, you know, there's still the education piece where people might just not know for sure. Like glass, for example. We know that glass is something that can be recycled. It's just something we're really not prepared to take now because of the manual process of our sorting. We're not quite prepared just yet to take the glass. Hopefully in the future we will, but that's one thing we can't take right now.
Well, I did think of something. You said that. I think on accident. I even told them. Two teenage girls. You know, they've, in all my trouble, they got their iPhone, you know, like right here. I said, okay, now, are they going to really get this right? Are they really going to actually put the right thing in the right can? You know, they're able to make straight A's in school, but, you know, as long as that phone's in front of their face, I don't know if they're going to be able to actually hit the right can with the right stuff. But I hope they don't get in trouble. I've told them, but... You know what? If you got teenagers, you know what I'm talking about with those iPhones.
Sure, sure.
They don't know there's a world around them half the time. But basically, everybody tries to do the right thing. We're going to try to help everybody too.
Exactly right.
Yeah, we know there's going to be mistakes made. You know, we expect what we call contamination in the recyclables. I mean, we understand that, and Butts understands that. But you know, we all have to do our part to try to make it as clean and as successful as we can. Because it's not going away, right? So we can all have an impact by recycling everything we can.
Okay. On the recycle end, do you have any more words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just your system. You know, inside your home, you kind of have to come up with a new system. Currently, you know, a lot of people just have one trash can. And I've been to my sister's house where she's got recycling, and she's got a great system. She has a trash can and a recycle container sitting right next to one another. Mm-hmm. Trash can, it's lined. Okay, and you throw your trash in there, anything that's dirty or non-recyclable, you throw it in there. Then she has another can sitting next to it that's just a can without a liner. And that's actually a pretty good scale as to what's clean and what's dirty. So if you throw it in there and it's getting your trash can dirty, it's too dirty. if you throw it in there and you don't have to keep
good example.
Yeah, you don't have to keep rinsing out your container without the bag, you know you're probably passing the clean test.
Yeah, I can see right now I'm going to be rinsing everything. Yeah. I know what she's going to do to me.
And I'll kind of spin off of what David said is, you know, I'm a little competitive as well. I want to recycle more than I throw away. So it really begins when you go shopping. Right. So when you're shopping, instead of buying styrofoam, instead of buying those things that can't be recycled, you purchase products that you know can be recycled. And it's those simple choices at the front end of what you're doing that can help you recycle better. So
because of my little mistake on the wrong month, I'll tell you this. I was amazed at how much was going in the because we did this. So we actually put the bag in it too, because I did that wrong. But the two cans, they're about the same size. How full the recyclable got. Much faster than the other one.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's going to be a big difference, I think, in our trash situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, so our goal, and we've talked a lot about it before, is 500 tons a month of recyclable materials. And so right now, I can tell you that we have over 3,000 tons a month just in the residential collections that currently go into the landfill. So if we just take 15% of what we're currently throwing away, every household does their part, gets 15%, recycles that material, that will get us to that 500 tons a month. So imagine if we recycle 50%, right? If we could recycle 50% of everything we're throwing in, we could get to 1,500 tons a month. And I think eventually, a few years down the road, that's where we're going to be. And the 500 tons is going to be no problem for us to get to that goal.
Wait, Dad, I just caught something. Stop. So if I go to Sonic and get their big Slurpee, whatever it's called, in the afternoon, get through at work, head home, finish it, that's not recyclable.
Styrofoam is not. It actually says, all your plastic items have a number on the bottom of the plastic container, and it tells you what number plastic it is. We're doing 1 through 7. Styrofoam actually says it'll be a number 2 plastic, but it is not recyclable.
Because, you know, a lot of people have the little arrow thing, you know, the recyclable logo on it. So when you said that, I thought, okay. Okay, folks, Styrofoam's out.
Yeah, your best bet there is there's actually an imprint on the lid of your recycle container, and it has Styrofoam in the no section. So if you ever have a question, you can look at that lid. And another big question I've got is the lids on your soda bottles. Those are recyclable too, so leave the lid on it. And the reason is currently at Safe Recycling, she can't take the lids. Or the Safe Recycling can't take the lids. And that's because their machine's not big enough to compress the plastic with the lid on it. The machinery now is. Okay, so you can leave the lid on it, recycle it. Another question I've got quite a bit.
Folks, that was some awesome information. Guys, I really, really appreciate it. And again, y'all go to our website to review any of this. I know I've called out to the public several times. There's always a nice person that's always been very helpful. You know, we were ordering dumpsters from y'all or whatever. So they're easy to work with. I think they're bending over backwards trying to make this work as smooth as possible. So remember the stuff. Remember the 20th. That's our start date of July, not the June of July. Remember, your old cans are going to go away. Don't have trash in them. Any more high points before we shut her down?
You can get a lot of information at the City of San Angelo website, the COSA.TX. I think it's US. Could be misstating. But yeah, great information out there. Or call us at 481-7700.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening. You have a great week. We'll catch you next week.